Hello and welcome to Record Swappers, the podcast where we give each other some records, find some info, talk about the songs, and have some fun while you listen to our weird ideas and thoughts. My name is Gabriel.
And I'm Viking, and you stole my part of the introduction.
No, I just wanted to change it up a little. That's what I wanted to do.
Okay.
Before starting the episode, I want to warn everybody that this is a Christmas episode, so I'm going to drink some tea and eat some cookies. Gingerbread cookies. So if you hear some weird noises, that's what that is. If you don't like chewing or drinking, I'm gonna be away from the mic as much as possible, but still, don't listen to this episode if you don't like happiness. Gingerbread cookies give me happiness.
Yeah, there's such Christmas spirit in
you. Yes, yes. So I stole your intro, so you can just have some small talk. How about that? While I sip some tea.
Yeah. Okay. I was gonna have a bit about it was very fitting because we were gonna record this on the day it started snowing here again in Sweden, but then it started raining and it didn't feel that Christmassy anymore. That's kind of my
gingerbread cookies.
Yeah. So that's kind of my small talk, talking about the weather, you know.
That's kind of all you do in Sweden.
Yeah.
That's all we do, talk about the weather. If you work in any job, it's like, so the weather. No, but I honestly have no small talk. I've been good, you've been good.
Yeah, we've been good.
And I can shout out that Crisis on Infinite Earths is happening on DC. That's cool. If you care about comics, and Harley Quinn got an animated show that's very explicit and fun. Yeah. I guess that's it. So into the podcast episode.
We're doing an ASMR episode.
Yes, we can take an ASMR album sometime, maybe.
Yeah.
So let's just jump into today's episode, which is a twisted Christmas, right?
Yeah, pretty much the opposite from ASMR.
Yes. Well, they don't do it nice, do they?
No.
Nice and simple or nice and clean.
They don't really whisper. No. That's pretty much the point. They're kind of screaming all the time.
Yeah. But it's kind of like how it is with rock.
Yeah.
So it's Christmas in... Wait, can I do math? Well, in Sweden, it's the 24th. So what's that? That's 16 days? Is that right?
Well,
no.
Sorry. And then I was looking at the month.
And then in 17 days is the 25th. So this is our start on the Christmas month, so to speak. And we're starting to rock out with A Twisted Christmas by Twisted Sister. Yeah. So have you ever heard about Twisted Sister? That's my first question.
Yes, I heard about Twisted Sister.
How and why? Tell me about it while I sip some tea.
I mean,
I'll eat some cookies while you talk.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna say wrong, yes, because we're not gonna take it on a mixtape when I was young.
So you don't want to say the thing you accidentally said today.
Yeah.
Or wrote down.
Exactly.
You're not going to take us, so what was it?
I accidentally named it in the notes, you're not going to get it or something that. Yeah. I don't know. I probably had a fever dream or something when I wrote that.
But it's kind of the fault of the song, because it's against the older hierarchy and shit like that. So
yeah.
Kind of works.
It kind of works. But we're not gonna take it. Have I heard a thousand times?
And seen the music video a thousand times.
Yeah,
with abuse.
Yeah, it's glorious.
With abuse, not abuse, but with abuse. You've seen the with abuse.
Anyways,
But it's kind of the same for me. I saw them probably on MTV or something when I was very young. Yeah, that's how it normally is. And then radio, of course. We're not gonna take it. I wanna rock.
I Wanna Rock. Yeah. I think that was also on the
and
some mixtape. Yeah.
We didn't have it on vinyl, but I think we had some CD. And then a couple of later years, we found out. I think my mom bought this on CD. Actually, a Twisted Christmas. I'm like, what's this? And then I just put it on, and it's the best thing ever. So yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about your first impressions with this album, Twisted Christmas.
Yeah. You know, you had the headaches with Mukko.
Yeah, I had. I had only the first song mostly, but yeah.
Yeah, I had the headache with this album. it's a good album, but as a whole, it's kind of like it takes a lot of out of you to listen to the whole record.
Yeah,
all the way through.
There's like one song I would skip. Probably we can talk about later, but yeah, I actually didn't listen to it a lot the whole way through this year. I listened to it one like five songs, and then I took the last songs or something like that one day. It was kind of fun. Oh, that's a wonderful sound on the podcast.
Sorry. I'm undressing, right?
Well, it's an adult podcast now. If you pay $5 an hour, Viking will take off clothes that you can absolutely see. No, but seriously, I just thought it was fun when I was younger to find. I liked a lot of 80s rock and roll or heavy metal when I was younger, and just finding something that was a little different from the normal music stuff. It was kind of fun. So, yeah. And my first impression was mostly that a couple of years ago, that it was awesome, and it's still awesome. And it's fun to like have something that's more upbeat than the normal, like classical Bing Crosby, Nat King Cole-ish stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's just get into it more, I guess.
Yeah.
With the, So I want to start a little out with, excuse me, with the band before we go into them, because they've been around a while, and I actually know very little about Twisted Sisters, so I just, you know, did the Wikipedia stuff, and I read a lot. There's not a lot of interesting. Well, they're interesting, but not interesting enough in a sense, you know. They're very like, they've been here a long time. They did this. They're not like a groundbreaking like some of the other bands, I would say. But they've been around from 1972, from when they formed, like around New Jersey, New York style. And you can hear that in some of the accents, I think, when they talk. And we talked about We're Not Gonna Take It and I Wanna Rock, which is the songs and music videos, which is like mostly well known. And I think also the music videos with Twisted Sisters is one of their like themes or like common denominators, one thing they're famous for, like the slapstick in them, and that they talk about the old generation and stuff like that, and the educational system.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. You know, like the whole thing in We're Not Gonna Take It with him playing music, and it's the devil's music, you should do schoolwork and all this.
Yeah, it all has this kind of rock and roll high school feel.
What was it? The Tenacious D Pick of Destiny movie. They did that same thing with Meatloaf. So it's it's an oncoming theme. They're considered from a lot of people to be glam rock or glam metal because they have a lot of hairspray and, you know, but Dee Snider himself thinks that term is inappropriate. He thinks they're heavy metal.
Yeah, I could agree with that. Like,
but we've talked about like bands from back in the day. Like I like Queen, which we said, and I sometimes think like, was this even considered heavy metal? But a lot of the songs at that time was considered heavy metal. So it sounds, some of these songs can sound very soft now, but they're not actually.
No, but heavy metal is not like, it's not like the metal in the broader sense, because heavy metal always been like Iron Maiden and stuff like that, and it's heavy, but it's not like grindcore or something like that.
Or Mukke.
It's not like listening to Napalm Death or.
Yeah,
like I was gonna shout out another band, but then I forgot the name. God damn it!
you know John Darnielle. You don't know all them by heart.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah. So let's get into the band members with the guitarist and backing vocals from JJ French, and he's just called JJ for short. A lot of times. Eddie Fingers Ojeda, whose guitar is also in backing vocals. Dee Snider, lead vocals. Mark the Animal Mendoza, bass and backing vocals. And then AJ Perro on the drums and backing vocals. So, yeah.
We like talking about great names. That's awesome. Some great names.
Like. Yeah, like Mark the Animal Mendoza. You gotta love that one. And, of course, you can't have a guitarist who's not called Fingers.
Yeah, and Yeye French.
Yeah. I mean, it's really, really good. Dee Snider's name isn't really... it's something else also.
Yeah.
So, which is funny. It's more like... I'm not gonna... this is not the right one, but it's like... Hello, my name is Dee Henderson. Like, very normal suburban name. And then he's like, I'm Dee Snider. So it's kind of cool. I am gonna take a sip of tea.
Yeah.
So you can read my notes if you want about the album if a while.
Yeah. So Twisted Christmas is the 7th and final studio album by the American heavy metal group Twisted Sisters.
Yeah, which I didn't know it was the final studio album. I mean, in at all actually, like the studio. I was kind of surprised. Like, oh, this is the last thing they did, and it was in released in October 2006.
But there it was a long like break from the last thing they did, also, right?
Yeah, I think it was 94, 97, something like that. It was very long.
It was like more like a...
It was late 90s, I think. They had like a break to 2000 something. I think. I'm quoting my brain.
But that's kind of a great thing to come back like... approximately like 10 years later and like let's do a Christmas album.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna get into why the album was made too, so yeah. This album features classical Christmas songs in metal versions, of course, with some lyrical changes and some like guitar riffs and drum loops from other heavy metal rock songs, which is kind of fun. And also, we talked about this, that it is technically a concept album. we got into the discussion about like every Christmas album is technically a concept album, because it's the concept is Christmas. and that's kind of funny, like to think about like Happy Holidays, Christmas. Like, what's the concept of Christmas? But in the musical sense, and not like in the commercial sense.
Like the overgoing themes. What's the overgoing themes of Christmas?
Yeah, and like what order would you place the songs? Like, that's kind of fun, to be honest.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna do something in this very...
Oh, he's gonna make sounds now.
This is very...
And we're not sponsored, but just because of Death Stranding, of course it's Monster Energy, of course. So
I keep delivering them packages.
Yeah, just like we're delivering this episode to your ears right now.
Yes.
So the album, why was it made? So I found like some... Twisted Sister heavy metal-ish forum with an interview from Dee Snider. It was really good, actually. It actually took up some of the artists that are featured, even. And I couldn't find that on Wikipedia or Genius, so thank you to that site that I, sorry, can't remember.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. So he talked about in an interview that basically that JJ French brought up the idea sometime, and he's like, oh yeah, that's a really good idea. And then, you know, I don't know, some time went by, it seems like. And then he went to a party in the 80s as a young and angry headbanger, as he says it himself. And he thought, fuck, where's the fucking metal Christmas? And he started thinking, yeah, I could hear Iron Maiden doing White Christmas, Thin Lizzy doing this song. And he's like, okay, I'm going to come home, I'm going to start sitting down, I'm going to, you know, write this down, get it done. And just basically forgot. Or like, you know, like, oh yeah, that idea. And then 20 years later, JJ said, like, shouldn't we maybe do a Christmas album? And you're like, yeah. You know, people would think it's crazy, but I trust the headbanger who wanted one back in the 80s. D said. So that's kind of funny. Like,
yeah. And
I honestly agree that the angry headbanger him was right. So I even wanted to check on something that... I don't know why we didn't check on this earlier, but Amazon reviews about albums, and I found one that's very, like, headbangy Christmas. So, an Amazon review said, you should put this on and you'll be pumped enough with Christmas spirit to deck the halls and put up the tree in record time. It's infectious, fun, and respectful. If you love Christmas and hard rock, this album will make you feel like a kid on Christmas morning, or like Scrooge after he wakes up after the spirit's visit. Or have the strength of 10 Grinches plus 2 when you realize Christmas doesn't come from a store. I just want, there was a lot of reviews, but that was the funniest I've had. Like, infectious fun and respectful.
Yeah, there's some great Amazon reviews out there. And also IMDb for movies is great, man.
And I also just love the, like, fun and respectful. And then we're going to talk about the music videos also, and just having Twisted Sister. I don't think it's so fun. Viking, you can take these now because my head is starting to hurt.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm just handing Viking the headphones because they crush my little tiny ears.
Yeah, my ears will always hurt after a recording session.
I'm sorry.
So you know,
the pain.
Now you know my pain, man.
So, do you have anything that you found, or didn't check out a lot, maybe?
No, I left the researching up to you.
Okay.
I just come with my thoughts.
Your thoughts and ideas.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go into the songs, maybe?
Yeah, let's do that.
You don't want to talk like about... I have one question, though, actually, before we start. Like, what do you normally listen to before Christmas? Like, we live in Sweden, so we have Swedish Christmas songs. We have English that we understand. Both of you understand those two languages mostly. If you're not hiding your Japanese Christmas song somewhere. But I just thought about that. Like, what do you normally pump yourself up? Because I listen to the classic, like I said, Nat King Cole, Bing Crosby, you know, these really 50s up with, and because I used to sing with my mom in the kitchen and bake and just have a nice, you know, Christmas, Yule time. And usually it would snow and not rain.
Well, I've been a Grinch most of my life, so I haven't listened to that many like Christmas things, except like the classics, like you said, like.
How about the classic Swedish stuff, Carola and Tändet Ljus?
Well, Carola makes me wanna shoot myself. Let's not speak about her, but not really.
Because
there's a Swedish punk band called Ebba Grön. That's a great.
Yeah, they're really good. They're historical in Sweden. They're really big.
Yeah, and they have a remake of a. Like a Swedish Christmas song, that one I listened to for a long while.
Because I just thought about this, that I come from a little town where there was less snow, and where you came from, like there's more snow higher up in the country where you were born and raised.
Yeah,
and I just thought I just feel like you would have so much. Even I know you as a person, but just like growing up, because you have more snow, you can go sledding, skiing. You even like had a reindeer for a while, you told me. It feels like you would be, or like your family had a reindeer or something. It feels like you should like grow up with the Christmas stuff so much, you know, like a Santa's little elf. So it's just interesting, you know, for me, you know, this podcast is a lot for us. So I just find it interesting, you know, that you didn't listen to a lot and just play in the snow.
Yeah, but like when I was a kid, like... Christmas music wasn't interesting for me, like for a whole another reason.
Yeah,
because they were mostly not about getting presents. I mean,
yeah,
that's what Christmas about when you're a kid.
You're greedy.
Yeah, I'm a greedy boss.
Greedy as well. Just like the kids in the Klaus movie on Netflix, which were they wanted to be nice, but they were basically doing it out of greed.
Yeah, I mean,
that's how kids are.
Like. You send a letter and you get a present.
They're tiny little gremlins, basically. Don't get them wet. Don't feed them after midnight.
If you get a present for every letter you send, then you send 1,000.
Yeah, that's how really, it goes. Yeah. Okay, I guess that's question time over. Let's get into the songs. I just wanted, you know, you know your Christmas history.
But yeah, but I can tell you that like the last 5 years, maybe I listened more to Christmas music. And like what I like is the record I'm gonna recommend to you at the end of this record is like a staple.
In your household or your home.
Or my lonely home with my cat.
Your white Mr. Evil cat.
Yeah.
We meet again, Mr. Powers.
And also I love all the James Brown Christmas song.
Yay, James Brown.
They are glorious.
I love James Brown. I have so many James Brown records, but I haven't found a Christmas record by him yet. I'm searching. No, but that's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. So let's get into the one that you should have. You know, because you're a Grinch, you should really have yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Indeed.
Yeah. So this one is the opening to the album, to the concept album by Twisted Sister. Can we just like quickly say that this album actually sold a lot? It sold like 100 copies or something in like the first few weeks. So I mean,
but
a lot of people like this, and I think this opening really fits their style, being very fun and quirky.
Yeah, I mean, like,
you know, like they're singing their traditional poppy or just normal. Have yourself a merry, and then the whistles comes in from the drummer AJ.
Yeah.
Like, guys, what's up? What is this? And he's deal is like, well, we never did it nice and clean. We did it nice and twisted.
Yeah.
It's just awesome.
It's a great. I looked up a little like of the original songs.
Yeah, the history.
In the history, and went in that rabbit hole.
Yeah, that's good because I wanted to do that, but I was lazy.
So this song was originally written by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine, and introduced by Judy Garland in 1944 in the MGM musical Meet Me in St. Louis.
I've seen this musical actually.
Yeah.
Because there's a I was gonna say there's a music video version. I mean, like a movie of it.
Yeah. Well, also I want to add to your thing. I like the ho ho. Let's go.
Yeah, the ho ho ho. Let's go. I wrote that down. Because it's just a good thing to get you pumped for the for the album. But it's also a very good a reference to Blitzkrieg Bop by Ramones, which
is also kind of weird. Like
ho ho, let's go. Forming in a straight line, going through the snow, wine.
All these three like things intermingling is kind
of
weird.
Yeah, but it's really fun because you get a little sense of like how would it sound if other groups did music. Christmas music, like Ramones doing Christmas music,
or like if Santa sang Ramones, he would sound ho ho.
I mean, what was the movie that came out with? Oh, who was it now again? Big Trouble in Little China. What's his name? The actor.
Oh, Kurt Russell.
I know the Kurt Russell Christmas movie.
Yeah, I saw that 2 days ago.
Yeah, it's really good. Work. And he sings in that. But what if he sang Ramones? Ho ho, let's go. That would have been awesome.
He sings.
It's a real fun movie. It's a real good family movie. I watched it with my mom and my family at home last year, I think.
But the funny thing in that movie, he says that Santa says ho 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 is a lie.
Yeah, I know. And also the Coca-Cola thing is the best. Like, why do they picture me so fat?
Yeah.
It's the best.
Oh my god.
This song really I like a lot. It's a good start, and I like the drums by AJ. They like really get you those bangs, and you always forget like these old classical songs from Beethoven, Bach, up where you know these really like church songs too have a lot of bass and drums. But you don't get to hear that because it's a lot of orchestra stuff. But when you have a band like this where there's one drum and, you know, you really get that smashing drums. It's really nice. Mm. And like one of, course, it even has drum in the name, Little Drummer Boy. If you can hear that with drums on, it's so good because it fits with the theme of the song.
Yeah.
Sadly, that song is not on here where AG could have just gone ham.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I was going to take that up when you mentioned the Christmas Chronicles is
that's the name of the movie.
Yeah,
I forgot.
Oh, I thought you mentioned it, but
no, I didn't say that.
But he sings Santa's Back in Town.
Yeah,
and that would have been a great song.
Yeah,
in
that
would
be. But sadly no. But we got the next song, right? We have nothing else to say. I have one more thing to say. Of course, audience, you should have yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Let's move on
to something that all the audience members should do to our podcast. Yeah. Come all ye faithful.
Yeah.
I'm gonna twist these all to podcast relations now.
Yeah.
Come all ye faithful. This is a good song in general, like, but also their version. Tell me about the history. Tell me about it while I sip some cold tea.
I don't have much history on this. I'm sorry. But this is an old, like, I think it started out like a more like a rhyme, and it's kind of hard to like pinpoint when it started getting around. And it started out in Latin.
Ah, Latin.
Yeah, so they kind of cut out when they didn't do the Latin version.
I mean, technically they did a Latin-speaking song.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah, but this is a great song. I love like the chorus in the background, like doing kind of a caroling thing.
The chorus in the back. You maybe haven't heard that song.
Probably not.
I got my horses in the.
Oh no! Is it?
Yeah, the song Little Nas.
Oh yeah!
My horses in the back. Yeah, got my chorus in the back.
I heard the song because, like, at work, my. Okay, well, now we're gonna get into it. No. I work at a school with special needs children, and one of the children I work with sings that all the time.
It's a good song. Yeah, he's got that chorus in the back.
Yeah,
I like.
So I heard that song. Yeah. I heard it.
I like the song too. It's really good. It's a classic. It's one of my top. I don't know if it's but it's one of the top Christmas songs that you want to listen to because it's very good in an orchestra piece or like with a choir.
Yeah.
I also like that when I read this the first time, I seriously did not believe it. So I had to like take them both up at the same time and listen to them. So some of the like bass and melody / drums, a lot of it from O Come Ye All Faithful inspired the little music for We're Not Gonna Take It. So without Come All Ye Faithful, which is like 100 years old or something, we would not today have We're Not Gonna Take It by Twisted Sister.
Yeah.
And I had to listen to them like at the same time to actually believe it, that it was true, and it was true.
You can really hear it in the guitar solo.
And also, yeah, and especially when they do We're Not Gonna Take It in the middle of Come All Ye Faithful, and then you go back to Come All Ye Faithful.
Yeah.
So it's like Come All Ye Faithful, a little We're Not Gonna Take It, and back to the original. You can really hear it more.
Yeah.
But you just think, oh, they're putting it in because it's fun. But when you know it, you can really hear it. Are we done talking about the music? Because we have to talk about the music video.
Yes.
There's two music videos. One live action and one animated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about the animated.
I was on, like, song number 7. And I'm like, oh, yeah, the animated music video. So I went back. So we'll take the animated one because it's short and sweet. So the animated one is like done in probably Flash or something. And it's basically Twisted Sister going and hijacking / kidnapping Santa and giving out stuff that they're singing in their song Heavy Metal Christmas.
Mm.
So they're giving out cans of hairspray and stuff that we're going to get into later. And stuff. And it's kind of fun, like just dropping them down. And black mascara and shit. It's very fun. So the animated one, and it's when they use the person who did the Flash thing, when they do one person that looks like white with red hair and then one black person, and like, and then they superimpose those over and over, so they're just copying. So it's fun when they zoom out at the end shot. It's like, are these clones of each other? Is this a simulation or something? It's really fun.
It's a weird video, man.
Yeah. And also talking about weird videos, the live one with the husband and the wife getting interrupted by Twisted Sister because he's going to play some Christmas music or something. No, in this one, they just show up. That's how it is.
Yeah.
They're just talking and then she turns around and she's like, ah!
Just teleporting.
Yeah, and that's typical Twisted Sister. They just, you know, do some breaking and entering. That's their humor. You know, they just do some illegal shit in somebody's house.
This is in this they really do it the Star Trek way.
Yeah, so really, live long and prosper.
They just beam in.
Yeah, the fun thing is like the husband, he really gets rocking out, and the wife is a little against it in the beginning, but then it's very classical early 2000s that she starts getting very dancing and sexy with it. So it's very early 2000s. So you
but that also feels like very like this
Twisted Sister.
Yeah, but this heavy metal like These kind of like rock, because I think
hip hop and rock, I would say, from 90s to early 2000s did that. Like, oh, I'm a girl in your music video, I don't want to dance or be with you, and then it starts going all sexy. Like,
I even think that's a sub story in Rock and Roll High School that I talked about before. It's like this uptight girl, like, don't want to have anything with you. And
the Jack Black movie,
no, Rock and Roll High School,
oh, the musical.
Yeah, the Ramones music.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But was it High School of Rock or something? Is the Jack Black?
School of Rock.
Oh, that's it. That's why you mix them up. But yes, they have a girl in the Ramones one?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. But that was a classic like archetype, like this uptight girl, and then like in the end she like loosen up her hair, folds up her glasses.
Is that the one that Tom Cruise was in and Malin Åkerman? Because there's a movie, there's a rock and roll musical where Malin Åkerman plays like a journalist interviewing like an Axl Rose Tom Cruise guy, and she starts going all loose.
Oh, yeah, that's probably...
That's another movie.
That's another movie, but...
But that's also the same character. Yeah,
this sounds like the same.
But it's basically like 80s.
It's very 80s.
But it's very fun. And then at the end of the music video, they just like hug it out, and then Dee Snider just pops up and scares her one more time or something. And in this movie, sadly enough, she doesn't get to really act. She just, you know, dances a lot. But we have one more music video later that I'm gonna... Love, man.
Yeah.
So, but we're gonna keep on keeping on with White Christmas with Dora Pesch. Do you want to take some history about the song, or do you want me to talk about Dora Pesch?
You mentioned Dora Pesch. We can start with that, and then I can talk about the history.
The original. Yeah, this is just a cover album. What is this? So Dora Pesch, or Dora, is a German heavy metal singer and songwriter. She's been the front woman of a heavy metal band called Warlock, which is an awesome name. And she's been dubbed the queen of heavy metal. She's been around since the 80s, and she's really big. And I didn't know that, and you didn't know that, but we just Googled, and it was really cool seeing her perform a lot. Yeah,
she's talented.
Yeah, and she has big crowds, so that's going to be fun to dive in my own research or in the future for us. Ooh, I'm sorry. I got some gingerbread cookies up my nose.
You're not supposed to sniff them, you know that.
Yeah, right? I know, but they're so good.
Them brown lines.
I just want that Christmas spirit. Okay. God, give me that history while I take another gingerbread cookie.
So, White Christmas is a 1942 classic written by Irving Berlin. Reminiscing about the old-fashioned Christmas setting. And it was originally sung by Bing Crosby, and it is the world's best-selling single, with estimated sales in excess of 50 million copies worldwide.
Nani?
Hontene?
Por qué? Maria? Are we just going to become every soap opera in every language?
Yes.
Are you for reals, bruh? That's kind of crazy. Like, 50 million copies.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people live in Sweden right now? Around 10 million.
Yeah.
That's times 5 the population of Sweden listening to one song.
Yeah.
For all time. Cray cray, man.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something I liked when I delved into the old ones to just get into the Christmas spirit. It's like... The Bing Crosby ones and the Nat King Cole's, like, just because I also grew up with that, but how big they were, especially, like, I listened with Matilda and we just cleaned the house, and there was, like, 4, 5, 6, 7 Christmas songs with Bing Crosby's, and then I, like, just looked at how many movies he did. I mean, it's amazing. Those guys had that amazing work ethic, and they're just prolific, working all the time. Like John Darnielle, like, doing stuff all the time. Yeah. It's kind of crazy. It's really cool.
It was also very unique, like, around that time, like, that a Christmas, like, song could make it so big. Like, because it was, like, those were the best sellers back in that day. It's like, and it's kind of...
Yeah, but it's good family fun.
Yeah.
So that's
But, like, it will be very hard to get, like, a Christmas song on the top billboards. Like,
this. Really true. But it's also just cool because you have to love that history, you know.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people nowadays probably don't know, or well, maybe have heard the name, but don't really know who Bing Crosby was. I was fortunate to grow up with a lot of his movies and songs because of my mom and probably some of my grandma and granddad, because they had that style. My granddad, he played some of that kind of music too, because he had a guitar and was in some bands himself. So I grew up with some kind of music. So yeah, keep on. Is there anything else with cool history?
No, that's the history. I really like the guitar riff on this song.
Yeah.
And I went into a rabbit hole because to me it kind of sounds like.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. No, I was just reading. So it's so small text.
Yes. But kind of yes, the guitar in itself, it kind of remind me of like some old Western kind of action music, kind of. So I went like looking into Western music, and I went into a whole rabbit hole.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find like something. But something for some reason reminds me, and it's weird, man.
It reminds you of who you really are.
Cowboy. I'm a cowboy.
It reminds me of who I really am. The guitarists, some of them are based or like inspired by the I Wanna Rock song. Huh? Actually, so there's some parts of it, yeah. At least according to the internet, you know. But that's just a simulation of who we really are, so what does it even matter?
Doesn't strike me, but yeah.
I really like that they got Dora Peshon, not only because she seems awesome, but also she sings in German on it. Mm. Which gives it the album some international feels, and I've noticed that if a Christmas album has like Michael Bublé's or Josh Groban's, some of them always have like one or two international speaking, you know, languages, so they can sell more, of course, which is smart. But also, I think it gives you more of a like, if you think about the Christmas spirit, we're all coming together and, you know, feeling that Christmas 11 light.
I agree.
You know, Bah Humbug and all that.
Bah Humbug. I hate everybody.
Yeah.
You got I am the Grinch.
Yes. You're a mean one.
Okay, but I will not be home for Christmas.
I'll be home for Christmas, though, with Lita Ford.
Okay.
That's the fourth song.
Yeah.
And you know, like, our segues are on point every time.
You can keep the train going. You talk about Lita Ford and I talk about the history.
Okay. So Lita Ford is she's a heavy metal guitarist, actress, and vocalist and songwriter. I want to so check out what she's acted in. It would be fun. Mm. She's most known for the single from 1989 with Ozzy Osbourne, Close My Eyes Forever, which I didn't know she... When I heard it, I'm like, yeah, I know who this is right off the bat. And she's been in some band too in the 70s. But I wasn't born, so who cares? That's not important.
Yes. So this song was originally written and recorded, I think, in 1943, around there. It was... Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. That's in the Second World War.
Yeah, pretty much all of them.
That's right. That's kind of cool, too. Like, trying to bring some happiness in a time of darkness, in a sense. Yeah.
So the lyrics was written by Kim Gannon, not to be confused with Ganondorf. That was a bad joke, sorry. Yeah. And composed by Walter Kent, not to be confused with Clark Kent.
I mean, these are just bad, man.
Yes, I'm sorry, but I had to.
I have a Clark Kent joke, if you want one.
Yeah.
You want
one? Yeah.
So my granddad's name is Kent Clark, and he lived on Clark Road. So he was the opposite of Superman. He was basically Bizarro. Isn't that fun?
That's very fun.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Okay, back to Christmas.
Okay, so it was first recorded in 1943 by Bing Crosby again, who scored a top 10 hit with the song.
Bing.
Every time
he has a top hit, we have to say Bing.
It was written for soldiers overseas fighting in the war,
the Second World War. The not so much trenches, but some.
And And who long to be home for Christmas.
Yeah, it's very nice. I didn't even think about that. Like, I'll be home for Christmas. Yeah. And a lot of them are, the lyrics are really, so, really like, not morbid, but like a little morbid, beautiful, hauntingly beautiful in a sense.
So,
yeah.
So like the song is sung from the perspective of a soldier stationed overseas.
Yeah.
And I can still see my notes when you
I'm
do that.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, and like it's kind of like him sending a message, like telling them he will be home for Christmas and to prepare the holiday for him. And like this song ends very like sad with the soldier saying, "I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams."
Yeah,
and like that kind of always hits me, man.
Yeah, but I can. Absolutely agree that in dreams could mean like the normal dreams when you sleep or when you die. So yeah, and it feels like a little of just I don't know how, but it feels a little Death Stranding-ish in a sense. Like you know, you're going away to another place, but not. Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, yeah.
But like just that afterlife of you dreaming, and that's a lot of things in movies. Like when you die, you get to see your like dream place a lot. Yeah. So it's very beautiful in that sense, yeah.
But Dee Snider and Lita Ford does some really good singing on this, I think.
Yeah, I like her vocals. She does like, I don't know how she sings a lot because I've only heard a couple, like the Ozzy Osbourne one and I listened to two others. But there's a way, either they're putting an effect on her voice also or something, but she has a certain way of singing. Like it's almost like it's hollowed out.
But do you hear the weird echo they made?
Yeah, but that's maybe what I'm thinking about also. But she has like some but she has some effect on her voice.
Yeah,
that's cool.
But they have like a weird like
after echo?
Yeah, after echo, like maybe 2 seconds off.
Like 2 seconds after?
When she sings the chorus.
Like. When she sings the chorus? I'm doing an echo joke.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. Let's move on to the most.
No, I'm just joking. No, but I do agree, honestly, yeah. I can hear it.
Yeah, okay.
I like this song. I like the meaning of the song. Yeah. I didn't know at all it was about some serious shit.
Yeah.
So that's really nice. And we have all these songs, actually, some of them become, I wouldn't say better or worse, but it's really cool hearing them in like a heavy metal rock style. And you would think like this song would be destroyed by that in a sense because it's a very classical song in another sense because it's about something serious and stuff. But it actually works like this. And it gives it another kind of depths. D-E-A-D-E-P-T-H. Depth. I can say it. Can you say it?
Depth?
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't say it for some reason.
Yes. Yeah. So.
We're coming to my song.
No.
What I have. What I am.
Silver Bus.
Yeah, because.
So I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna read what I wrote down. This song burrs itself into your head and don't let go. I hate liking this song.
I can see you hate liking this song. I do agree, especially on how they sing it because of the chorus, like silver bells, and you're like silver bells in the city, in the city. Because
it's like
it's very catchy because normally it's a good song, but I haven't heard a lot of versions where you want to sing along with it. Yeah. You just listen to it, so now you want to sing along with it.
Yeah, and like. It just like gets stuck on your head so fast.
This one and Come All Ye Faithful, I've had like for maybe a couple of weeks now. Yeah. Like, nah.
Yeah. Oh. It's awful, but it's also kind of good.
Yeah. Also, some of the. It's really fun because this is one of the songs that mix guitar riffs because some of them are from based on the Problem Child by AC/DC.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got some riffs that you like. Mm-hmm. You maybe recognize if you've heard that song.
Yeah, it's not one of the AC/DC songs I have. So.
No, that's how it is. You don't know all the songs by AC/DC or Ozzy Osbourne, as I say, Ozzy Osbourne. I really like the version of this song. They did it really good, and like I said, they sing along. You got anything else to say about the song? Because otherwise we have something to talk about, which is a little music video.
Yeah, we'll talk about the music video.
Oh, baby. So, I'm just going to jump in. You can stop me. You can pull me out. Pull me out of the simulation. This music video. So, the Come All Ye Faithful was year one in the, you know, the Marvel phase one, but this is the Twisted Sister cinematic universe phase one, was Come All Ye Faithful. So phase two is Silver Bells. It's the second year with the same family who now has a baby. And this, the acting from the woman who plays the wife, Maggie Moore, is perfect. Like, it's like, let's play some Christmas music. And then he starts playing Twisted Sister and it's like, my child won't listen to that devil music, and does these eyes.
And that, she does it a couple of times. Like, she's eyes goes wide and then
she
small
looks like she's
and
the
wide.
She's like, she's some fucking hellspawn or something. She's awesome. He has the best crazy eyes. And then people just starting pouring in.
Yeah.
And Twisted Sister just happens to be there, and they start partying and singing Silver Bells, and intercuts with live performance of Silver Bells.
This is kind of also a great 80s trope, like the like house party, and
yeah,
like people keeps ringing on the bell, and like different kind of people comes pouring
and
in.
Yeah, the sexy girls, the buff motorcycle guys, and I also like that they have a scene where the buff motorcycle guys start dancing with each other, like
and hugging.
Yeah, and that's also very Twisted Sister 80s, I would say. Yeah. And you have to love the baby, man. The whole baby thing where, where they impose the heads of the band members. So one shot is like, oh, we're seeing a cute little baby. And then we're seeing Dee Snider's face on the baby. And then AJ, JJ, and everybody. Like, it's the best. But of course, the best one is the Buse. The Gary Busey, man, on the baby. Where from We're Not Gonna Take It on that baby. It's the best. Can you just imagine a Gary Busey baby like that? You know, he was born like that. Yeah. That would have been awesome.
I was going to say something mean there, but I'm going to keep it.
That's a beautiful... And we also did the joke, like, just think about this. This is a hard rock / heavy metal glam group that are singing about Jesus Christ, basically. And you can just think about, what if this is their version of what happened when Jesus was born? That Jesus is Gary Busey and everybody's coming because there were three wise men even coming through the door and bringing gifts. And the Jesus child is Gary Busey or Twisted Sister members.
Oh my God.
Yes. That's the best, man.
Yeah.
That's the only Jesus I want. The Gary Busey Jesus. Oh God.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So yeah. If you have not seen the music videos, please check them out. They're the best, man. I actually honestly forgot that they superimposed the head. So when I watched the video again, I'm like, oh yeah, they do this. It's the best. We always say like, oh, if we would play one song, I would probably just play you the music video. I mean, just look at this music video. It's just awesome.
Yeah, I guess that works.
It's awesome, man. Okay, pull me out of the rabbit hole to next song or else I'm going to be stuck.
I saw Mommy Kissing the Santa Claus.
I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. No, I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Is there any history behind the song? Because this song is so weird.
It's weird.
It's really weird. It feels like...
It was...
Are you cheating on your husband or your husband Santa Claus? I never get to like...
Yeah.
It's a little bit of both.
I mean, it was first sung by a 13-year-old. And
not creepy.
And written
not
by him, I think, also, because, yeah, I think I have it here. And also, it was...
Not creepy at all.
I think it was in the 50s. It was banned in the Boston area in the US.
Boston.
Boston.
Boston. I wish I could do a Boston accent.
Yeah, the Boston accent is great.
Yeah, honestly.
So, yeah, so it's a weird song, but but it kind of...
What's wrong with seeing Mommy kiss Santa Claus while Daddy's not home?
I just want to point out the great autocorrect in my notes here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the spider.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just have the... We've talked about that Canon Film Groups Limited used to have the rights to Spider-Man. What if they would have cast Dee Snider as Spider-Man? Then he would have been the Spider-Man. And then it would have been he's the Spider-Man, which is the Spider-Man, but he's also named the Snyder as a Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Are we going to see if there's a...
I'm going to show you something and then you can imagine.
Oh, my God.
Imagine this with the Snyders.
No. So, oh, no. That's my nightmare.
Yeah. I took up a Drider from the D&D world. And it's pretty much a man with a spider. Instead of leg, he has a big spider body.
It's basically like a centaur, but with a,
yeah,
but a spider body.
Yeah. So imagine that. Also with these Snyder's face.
Just like the baby. That's my nightmare,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, do you have any... it's hard to get back on track. Do you have anything to say about mommy kissing Santa Claus who's not a spider person?
So, this spider sounds very whiny on this song for some reason. It's like the intonation on his voice, like especially in the verses, that sounds very like... It's very weird.
He's maybe trying to be a little child.
Yeah.
Just like the baby he was in the earlier song. Yeah. Hey, it's a concept album. So he's just, you know, he's doing the concept of where he was a baby and now he's singing as a baby.
But yeah, this song has another great guitar solo.
Yeah. This has some guitar riffs that are probably based on You've Got Another Thing Coming by Judas Priest, which is a band I like. And actually, there's talking about music videos, there's a really, really cool music video to this, which with a very modern family twist on the classic song. So it's the YouTube video is called I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Danielle Lopresti, if you write that in, you're going to find Danielle Lopresti, Alicia Champion, and the real life son starring in their progressive interpretation of this classic Christmas song. Because they're a lesbian couple and they're kissing each other. You know, I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus. And it's very wholesome and nice because, you know, it's like, ah, oh, and then they go into the kitchen, cook some food for their son and eat together. And just, it's very nice.
Mm.
And it was really cool that I found that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's a music video to check out, honestly. And it was very nice. And it's got a lot of good positive response. And that was a while back, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Great. We should go to the song that we wish would happen because it happened earlier today and not rain. Yeah. And it's not let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. It's let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Are we going to do a Christmas album? Is that what I'm hearing right now just because we sung one?
No, not going to happen.
Everybody out there, if we get the Patreon and we do everything with the Patreon, if it happens, maybe next year we can do a Christmas album.
Yeah, I mean, like, if someone wanna fund us, go ahead. But
yeah, we can talk about that one for the next year.
So
there are some more guitar riffs that are also based on another song, which is called "Children of the Grave" from Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
So, and of course, so according to that, I wrote really nice guitar. Yeah. I mean that the guitar looked really nice, not sounded nice at all.
Yeah, this I think is the song, like from the old Christmas kind of songs on this album that really works. I think this works the best. It has a great intro, like how it builds up and then song starts, and then I have this the outro with like the drumming, the chaotic drumming.
Drumming.
I
accidentally said like some day ago, drumming.
Drumming.
Like dreams in Sweden.
Drumming.
That he's drumming.
Drumming. It kind of sounds like fish.
Yeah, I know. But I was meaning like the Swedish word for dreams.
Yeah.
yes, it sounds like strumming, but drumming.
Yeah.
Like the awful cousin.
Yeah.
Welcome to the fish podcast.
Yeah, the Swedish fish podcast. We're talking. In Swedish about fish.
Oh my god. And not the candy. Never the candy.
No, not Swedish fish. We hate Swedish fish.
It's okay, but it's not like the Ferrari cars. No. But sometimes when they get hard, you really have to like have... like, you know, what's the guy from the Bond movies? You have to have his teeth. The jaw. The jaw guy.
Yes.
Yeah, who you met.
Yeah, shaking his hand. He has a big hand. Or had that big hand. I think he's dead now.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Yeah, that's let us know. You got anything else, or should we deck the halls now?
Nah, I just want to say, Let It Snow is a great song.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah, it's a classic.
I don't. it's an okay song. It's a good song, but I don't feel like it's a real Christmas song.
It's more a winter song. I have it.
A holiday song.
Actually, I have it in my winter playlist in my Spotify library. So, I mean, it's a winter song. Let's deck the halls now.
Yeah, deck the halls with boughs of holly. So I think the lyrics are like bowls. I don't know, but I always thought it was like bowels that you have inside you. Like, let's deck the halls with the intestines of our enemies.
Yeah. That's a real Christmas.
Yeah, that's how it used to be in the Viking days when you used to raid camps and shit. This has some guitar riffs on "The Boys Are Back in Town" by Thin Lizzy, which we mentioned a little earlier.
I read that right now, and that kind of blew my mind. That's kind of cool.
Some of these songs that from the guitarists I don't recognize. I do recognize "I Wanna Rock" and this one, and I could actually hear it after finding that info.
Yeah, probably can hear it like now when I listen to it next time. Yeah. But I didn't hear it before, but that's cool.
This is a song I think is also really fun to sing along to, just like "Silver Bells." And I really, really like that they put in one of my favorite Christmas songs inside this Christmas song, like a little nugget.
It's like a turducken.
It's like a turducken. It's a little, you know, even though you drink this, but it's like a little eggnog in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to have a turducken, by the way.
Yeah.
Just, you know. So they put in some riffs, melody for God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, which is one of my favorite songs. And do you know who's done a little song called God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen? A little group called Simon and Garfunkel, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And their version is really cool. So they have God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen in the middle of the song, which is cool and nice. And I wish they made that song on the album, but they did not. They didn't. But I like this song. It was good.
Yeah, is there any song.
History? Did you? Because this is also not. This feels like a more like not Christmas song to me. This is more like, oh look, there. What's it called? Commercial song, like a winter commercial song. Like, let's get ready to shop, basically, in a sense.
Yeah, it's a traditional song. It's from way back. From what I remember, like
2,000 years back or 50 years back?
No, like 200 years.
No. No.
No, I think it is.
No. Deck the Halls?
Or I'm misremembering.
Because Deck the Halls, I'm just like
thinking. Now I'm going to Google it.
Fa la 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 la. La 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 la. Are we just going to get copyrighted for our wonderful Christmas versions? I actually think some of the Christmas songs aren't they copy free?
Yeah, I think this is because this is a traditional.
Yeah, it is. And New Year's Carol. The melody is a Welsh dating back to 16th century.
Yeah.
It belongs to winter carol Nos Galan, while English learned, written by Scottish musician Thomas Oliphant. Oh, I know him.
Yeah.
I know that name too. Yeah. That's awesome. I thought he was like more modern than that.
Yeah.
I wonder what Deck the Halls means. Is it like maybe the meeting halls of like a a castle?
Doesn't deck the hall? I always thought deck the halls means like scrubbing the floor, like preparing, like.
Yeah, but that's probably what they can like. You deck the halls, filled it with stuff. But like the only hall I'm thinking of, if you want to deck them, like deck them out, you know, like rims on your car. It's your castle or your mansion or something. Have you seen Pimp My Ride with Exhibit?
Yeah.
Can you just think deck the halls with Exhibit?
Yeah.
You got 20 rims on this hall, bitch. We got some speakers up in here. Yeah. Extra battery. I want that MTV show.
Yeah. I also want to see a cover by, you know, a special YouTuber like
Krispy Kreme.
No. No,
2012.
That really likes decks.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah. the Deke one.
Yeah, the Deke.
Yeah, that wonderful New Zealand/Australian advertisement. He can deke the halls.
Yeah.
Oh my god, we have to write to him and see if he does a version.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Now on to something more boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, tell me. Tell me if you have something. No. Deke my halls, Papa. Dick them.
Yeah, there's some good bells in the dick.
Now you're doing something you can't do. You can't do that with the computer.
Okay.
That makes bad sound.
Okay, I made bad sounds. Yes. I'm sorry.
So this is another... This song is even called the Christmas songs or chestnuts roasting on an open fire. But this is not a Christmas song.
This is the Christmas song.
But this is not the Christmas song.
You don't like this song for some
reason. No, it's not that I don't dislike the song. It's just like this song is weird. This is a weird Christmas song, if you want to call it that, in quotations. How is this a Christmas song? Tell me.
I like this song. Like, isn't it? I think.
I'll kill you in your sleep.
did you hear that? Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't it Robin Williams that has a great cover of this song?
Yeah, I think he has done. You mean Robin Williams, the singer, not the actor?
Yeah.
Robbie Williams, you mean?
Oh yeah, Robbie Williams. Yeah. Because everybody. I always get that confused. Yeah.
Robbie Williams. And then you go to the right, and then you write. God, this is this is like watching an old man.
I am old man.
Yes. Oh my God! Freaking Scrooge. What is this?
Yes.
Bah humbug to you.
Yes, like do something. Don't drink. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So he. Oh, no, don't. We have some numbers. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I actually saw this album on our local vinyl store on the Iron Square, as it's called.
But this wasn't even what I was thinking about.
But still, I saw this vinyl on the Iron Square, Papa.
What is that? He did a duet with someone.
Oh, I don't know. I don't care because I don't really like Robbie Williams.
I like Robbie Williams.
Yeah, go back.
Respect to Robbie Williams. Okay. sorry.
But I just feel like the lyrics are weird and it doesn't feel like a Christmas song. This is more like a winter song. You want to sit inside, you want an open fire, and you want to chill in your rocking chair.
They're talking about Santa.
No.
Yeah, but this version of the song is kind of boring and like.
Yes, and it doesn't suit his style of singing.
Yeah, and it should be replaced with.
This one.
Santa's coming back. To
or
time.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, I think. Or okay. Hark, hear the angels sing. I want this.
Also, another I wrote up was. God damn it.
Why did I do that directly into the mic?
Yeah, that was horrible.
Yeah. But that was my lips. Yes, I'm waiting for your awesome thoughts and ideas.
No, I'm sorry. My brain farted.
You have a brain fart?
Yeah.
It smells bad.
Yeah.
So let's go to the heavy metal Christmas.
Oh, great! You wrote it.
Yeah,
down.
And we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it also.
Okay.
Heavy metal Christmas is their version of 12 Days of Christmas.
Yes.
I don't even want you to tell me that anything yet. I just want to say, let's do this. So I do one, you do one. So the band wants you to get this for your 12 Days of Christmas. Yeah. I do this first one, you do the second one, and then we do.
Okay.
So the band wants you to get 12 silver crosses,
11 black mascaras,
10 pairs of platforms,
9 tattered t-shirts,
8 pentagrams,
7 leather jackets,
6 cans of hairspray,
5 skull earrings, or
5
skull earrings,
4 quarts of Jack,
3 studded belts,
2 pairs of spandex, and a tattoo of Ozzy. It's so wonderful.
Yeah.
It's awesome, man.
It's awesome.
And this is what they did in the animated music video that they dropped like hairspray and stuff.
So I was going to ask you, what of these things would you be most happy to get for Christmas?
Let's see. I could get t-shirts. I wouldn't mind. Leather jackets would be awesome because, I mean, that's fine. Hairspray, I guess, is okay.
Pick one. You're so greedy. You're like, okay, I want this and this and
okay,
this.
Okay, if I have to pick one, I would probably pick. I don't know how tattered the t-shirts are. I have to go into the logic here. I don't like earrings. I don't drink Jack.
Well, you took this very seriously.
Yes, of course. This is my life. I will probably
pick. This is what you're getting for Christmas, by the way.
7 leather jackets.
Okay. No,
one for each season of the year.
Yeah. that works out.
Yes.
I would go for 8 pentagrams.
Yeah, I thought so. What? How? Mm. Like, how is it a pentagram? Is it a necklace? Is it a ring?
I think it's more like...
Is it written down? Is it drawn on the ground?
Yeah, how is piece of cloth and like
okay,
written.
Yeah.
Like
in somebody's blood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dee Snider's
blood. Yeah, Dee Snider's blood. He got some sort of despair.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Talk to me about the history of the real song. Did you find something for the 12 Days of Christmas?
Yeah, it's also a traditional song that's been around for very long. And
I'm just thinking of, like, for 500 years, the heavy metal Christmas song has been around.
Yeah, exactly. No, but the 12 Days of Christmas. And it's... yeah, so it wasn't much, like, interesting. I told you about, like, the... There's a kind of jokey, like, economic thing you can do. Like,
yeah, yeah.
They have keep track on, like, inflation by summing up all the items in the song and seeing if it have become more expensive or less expensive.
How would that work with this version?
Yeah, I was going to say, we need one for this song also. Like,
yeah,
look at it how the inflation.
Because, like, 4 quarts of Jack, this is, like, whiskey.
Yeah.
So it depends on what... Is it? Is there a brand called Jack something?
Or yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
Or is whiskey just
Jack Daniels.
Oh, yeah. So they're probably talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like... everything depends on, like, where do you get your tattoo of Ozzy?
Yeah.
Do you get it for, like, $5 or $500?
Is it
cheapest one.
Is it spray on? Or
I could do a spray on tattoo of Ozzy. I would never get the real one.
No, no.
Do you think John Darnielle has a tattoo of Ozzy?
No, I don't think so. He probably has something...
Some lyric.
Yeah, some lyric or like something in
reference. Yeah,
yeah, metaphorically Aussie.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just talking about that because he has from the earlier record we did. Of course, everybody who listened to our show knows.
Yeah.
They know.
They know.
You know.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about John O'Neill every episode.
I was almost gonna start this episode by saying, this is the Record Swappers podcast, the only podcast where we listen to records and talk about them from with two or something.
From the point of view of Jan.
Or like two Swedish, the only podcast where two Swedish guys talk about records. Basically, was gonna,
yeah.
Maybe in the future. Yeah. The 11th song is a hidden track.
It's the first hidden track we do.
Hidden track.
It's kind of fun. I love hidden tracks. And
track.
It's a shame. It's like...
What's a hidden track? I don't technically know what's a hidden track. What does it mean?
It's a hidden... hidden track is a track almost always at the end of the album that doesn't appear, like, in the track listing of the record.
So if I would have bought this on CD or vinyl, which I will do in the future, I won't find that on the track listing.
Yeah, the loss would be
So I could find this because of internet, basically.
Yeah, so that's why, like, streaming and stuff ruined, like, hidden track.
Yeah, that's kind of... Could you do a hidden track on Spotify without showing?
Yeah.
It's possible?
Or, like, you need to put it in the track itself. So, you know, a little artist known as A$AP Rock has a hidden track in one of his songs.
Is it like
Coffee?
Yeah.
Also featuring Jan Darnielle. We're going around and around and around.
Oh, God.
I
hate life.
So, the song ends and there's a long pause and the other song starts.
Mm.
And that's usually how it is, like...
Mm.
But kind of like the MP3 and like the streaming kind of kill the hidden track,
because
you, like, yeah, I guess it were no point at it, like, when you...
Why do you want to do hidden tracks?
It's like a little secret.
Secret. I've got a secret.
It's kind of like when you knew. Before the internet, when you knew cheat codes and nobody other...
Up, down, down, left, right, select, start?
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, so something like that. And it's like...
Yeah, but the thought of it's not being shared, like you had to have the old Nintendo Power magazines to even figure out some games and stuff like that.
Yeah, stuff like
and then you talk with it with your friends and it shared that like community. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, and like
those are the things I wish I could have grown up with. Every time we go to a vinyl store, I just think about like it still happens, but like the days when you couldn't like Spotify songs to you. There's still people who sit down with the record players and do it, but like you talk to people and it's like, hey, you standing over there, can I just ask you, is this a good record and stuff like that?
Yeah,
and that's going away a little, even though I'm a very talkative person, and I still don't do that at every record store, honestly.
No, but also this, like, I remember like the first Hidden Track I ever heard was, I think it was on a Foo Fighters record. I think it's Color and Shape.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm being bad. Foo Fighters fan.
Yes.
But
the man with a billion rock groups that he's in. Yeah. The freaking drummer man.
And like it took me like a couple of listenings of that record to like find out like, oh, there's something more on this record. And like that surprise is cool.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm eating a cookie.
Come on. Bad podcaster.
What happens in the We Wish You a Twisted Christmas Hidden Track then?
They caroling and they wish you a Merry Christmas or Twisted
wish you a Twisted Christmas. I think that's what they say. Yeah. And a Happy New Year.
I'm going to be honest, I listened to this once.
I listened to it thrice, I think. Okay. Thrice, my good sir.
Cool.
And they clap and they cheer and they do not jeer.
Yeah.
I'm a rapper, man. I rap Christmas presents for you. I don't know.
Oh my God! You're
I'm a real ASAP Rock. I have 5 billion words.
Now talk about the other thing.
The other bonus track, which is in Spanish.
That's a bonus track. There's a difference.
That's what I'm saying. It's a bonus track.
Yeah, but you said another bonus track.
I'm sorry. I mostly thought like just you know.
Yeah.
In my brain somewhere.
I was just gonna be a douchebag.
But I don't know if it's D. Snyder. Sometimes it sounds like D. Snyder, but it may be Eddie Ojeda. Eddie Fingers Ojeda, I'm sorry, because he's probably Spanish.
Mr. Fingers.
Yes, Mr. Fingers. He will finger you. Oh my God, can we just workshop the idea for, before Edward Scissorhands became Edward Scissorhands, his name was Eddie, you know? Edward Fingerhands. This is a real good movie. I'll pitch it to you, Warner Brothers. Do you want to do Edward Fingerhands?
The prologue?
The prologue movie before he had scissors. He had fingers. But yeah, this may be D. Snyder or Eddie Hoda. But this is sung in Spanish. This White Christmas. And it gives you more of that international feel. That's the only reason. And it's on Spotify. We always quickly just mention the bonus tracks. Even though they're not on the record. Yeah. They're not legit. Yeah. So yeah. Let me put down my water. Let me look at the time, baby. We got some time left. Yeah.
Let's do lasting impressions.
No. You mean lasting impressions. Yeah. It's in parentheses.
Lasting impressions.
Yeah. About the album.
I even forgot. I had a fun thing.
Tell me. No, tell me. It's fine.
Okay,
it's fine.
I will go. Rewind. So we're going to talk
about... Time travel, Papa.
Heavy Metal Christmas again. And I just wanted to point out, because this song feels like it's put together with duct tape and whiskey. Because it's like, it feels like they're struggling to keep like the words in the right rhythm and like to have them fit in like...
Five skull ear rings.
Yeah. It makes
I almost heard hair rings.
Yeah.
Like you put them in your hair.
Yeah, or hair rings.
Yeah, hair rings, like the fish. Welcome to the fish podcast, Swedish fish.
Yeah.
I've never caught a fish in my life, but we're going to talk about them anyway. You know, you know the fish can swim in a school, and schools are also where children go to learn.
I have a great idea for our next podcast, the fish swappers.
Every time we swap fishes, it's gonna smell so bad in here. So today I caught a trout. It's 5 kilos and 50 centimeters long. It's gonna be the most boring.
Oh, it's gonna be great, man.
Yeah. When we have that record, podcast Imperium, yeah, sure, we can get some guys on it, or girls or people or fish on it. What if we recruit the dolphins?
Or we push
this is a fish hole that we're going down into. Get it? Rabbit hole? Fish hole? Blowhole! The Blowhole podcast, where we blow air out of our holes.
Yeah.
Okay, back to it.
We're really blowing.
Yes. Let's fast forward. So lasting impressions, Viking.
Yeah. I like this record, but I wouldn't listen to it like the all the way through.
No.
I would,
Start and stop, honestly. Yeah, I would take away, which song did I did not like? Let It Snow. What was it?
The Christmas song.
There was something fine. The Christmas song, I think, could actually go away. It can disappear. Otherwise, I probably would listen to, like, there's 11 songs-ish. I would listen to 3-4 and then do it the rest another day. But I do agree, you can take Silver Bells, take Come All Ye Faithful at least, and listen to those. So those are two. Deck the Halls, obviously.
Yeah.
I would listen to those at least. Every time, like, even though I liked the one with Dora Pesch, I was like, oh, it's a German one. It's a little out of place for me, but it's still good.
Yeah, there's some good songs.
If I would play one song, I would probably take Come All Ye Faithful with Silver Bells, especially for the music video alone.
Yeah, if I would play, like, recommend a song, it was would be Oh Come All Ye Faithful.
Then I'll take Silver Bells.
But my favorite song is probably Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
Let It Snow?
Let It Snow.
Let It Snow?
Yeah, Let It Snow.
Stop doing the snow drugs, man. That white cocaine. Cocaine, according to Rick James, is a hell of a drug, just so you know.
Yeah.
I would probably recommend Silver Bells, just because you want to sing along and stuff. I liked the album in the whole sense. I do agree that I wouldn't listen to it maybe the whole way through, but I think if you want to get into that, like, you want to get psyched, you want to get some energy, and you want to do Christmas stuff and not want these slow songs, you should listen to this album.
Yeah.
I did it again.
I just want to point out that
I'm sorry, dear audience.
I just want to point out that I wouldn't pick Silver Bells because I'm not into torture.
You're not into torture because you liked it?
Yeah, but I wouldn't like anyone else to listen to that torture.
That's awesome.
No.
Silver Bells in the city.
Oh my god.
It's Christmas time in the city.
I think from now on I will have my body will jerk like every time someone mentions Silver Bells.
About another awesome Christmas song called Christmas Lights with Ingrid Michaelson?
Well, that's a good song.
Yeah. As good.
One good.
I hate you so much. I like this album. It was really good. I've listened to it not exactly every year, but it's been on and off since I found it. And it's at least we could say it. Let's say I found it after 2006. It's been a while, actually. So that's kind of fun, to be honest. So yeah. You want to introduce the next episode's album?
I'm ready. So
yes, tell me.
You picked one Christmas album, and I picked mine. And it's collaboration between an artist called Jonathan Colton and John Roderick. Jonathan Colton, you might recognize. And it's also kind of fun because this is kind of like internet musician.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
that's my genre mostly, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm the internet boy.
Yeah.
You're the old man.
So the album is called One Christmas at a Time. And it's a really fun record.
Only one?
Yeah, but it's one Christmas at a time.
But only one?
One
I want
Christmas at a time.
I want several.
It's going to be fun. And also, Jonathan Colton has done some other great Christmas songs that aren't on this record that I can recommend also. Like Kyron Bira Prime. It's a great one, and a Pod Safe Christmas song.
But that's one I recognize.
Yeah, I showed you that.
But why? I told you why I took the Twisted Sister, because I wanted some like upbeat, I want some rock, I wanted something different for the Christmas. Why did you pick this? Just a little fast. We're gonna get into it on the next episode, but little tease.
like please, I said, I listened to this like last 5 years or so. I listen to it every year, and it's just a fun record. It's not like, it's not that serious or like.
You mean this was serious?
No, but like.
I know what you mean. I'm just joking.
Yeah.
I'm joshing you, like Josh Darnielle. Like,
it's kind of almost like anti-Christmas in some sense, but it still has a good Christmas.
So you're
spirit.
Saying this is the Antichrist album?
Yeah.
No, but that sounds fun.
But it also has like some diversity, because talk about some different religion and
their holiday
celebrations and stuff. Yeah. So it's gonna be fun to get like into.
Yeah, that's gonna be good. I'm looking forward to it. It's always nice. So yeah, we'll do that the next time.
Yeah.
And then after that, we're gonna try and get maybe a little other episode out in the future. Teasy tease.
Teasy tease.
Sounds so weird when you say teasy tease. So yeah, we're gonna end with our social media, and we're just gonna say, just Google the Record Swappers. We're the Record Swappers everywhere.
Yeah. And pretty much.
Yeah,
Either Record Swappers or the Record
Swappers.
No,
we are basically like the Record Swappers most places.
Yeah, except Twitter.
Yeah, but you can find us at, if you just write the Record Swappers Twitter, you know, Google has like a thing where it understands words, you know, old man. So it understands Record Swappers is in the name.
Don't I have to be writing HTTPS colon
backslash
forward slash. No, forward slash. Oh, yeah, God damn it. Forward slash Twitter. /record/ Record Swappers.
No, it's fine. You can only write Record Swappers or Data Record Swappers.
And it must be a capital R and a capital
I
S.
I hate you so much. Even though you're your Vinyl Gamer at Instagram. And that's Vinyl Gamer.
Yeah.
/backslash your ass.
That's HTTPS.
My name at Instagram is Bartholomew, or like I always joke, Bartholomew.bell. I'm the Pokemon that everybody wants to catch.
Yeah.
So yeah. So we're gonna listen to "One Christmas at a Time" by John Colton.
Jonathan Colton.
And yeah.
And John Roderick.
Were they both Johns?
No, the one is Jonathan.
Ah, that's it. Jonathan Colton and John.
I wanna say Roderick. Yeah.
So we'll do that next time. Where we'll so we just we'll swap at you next time.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays.
I'll eat some cookies now.